But if your Chavera is going to do an Avera, how can you
not? It's not going to do an Avera as a result of the indication.
Why? It's a guarantee that the minute he comes to only, your home, only, the next minute he starts being drunk or something?
Only the extra driver. So even that is going...
No, but I mean, he's not going to become from in 5 minutes.
So what?
So that he's not going to stop him from being in Kalos Shabbos.
10 minutes, you see, he's got to be afraid to
tell 20 minutes from now.
Not 20 minutes
from now. How do you know how quick the...
He says you have to work. You have to use your senses.
Yeah.
You have to know.
And you don't even know if it will work. Maybe he'll never become from. So, but maybe Chatekin is a Yitzchak Chavera.
It's a remote possibility now. But if you think...
How many people do become from this invitation of Shabbos? I don't know. If you invite somebody for Shabbos, he becomes
from? Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds. Maybe thousands. You know what? The Jewish years in Israel did. Not in America. In America, they did very little.
But we transfer the same thing, same situation, I said, to a convert who's coming to a shul on Shabbos. It's not so cool. You realize that you couldn't come to the shul right up on Shabbos.
You mean the one who's in Skaya by the phone, but by the same guy, you have to be a convert.
No, I think he's saying is that... Let somebody drive to shul on Shabbos because he'll be under the hashpah of the rabbi and the shul, and over time he'll stop doing that.
You don't tell him anything.
But you know that he comes to shul with his car.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
I mean, she said it's better for me to be in shul, so I'm going to come down drive. But
That's right. So, I mean, Thursday is a weekday. Even Thursday is a weekday. My own grandson, Yasser Siegel in Boston, so he's the Bar Mitzvah will be in Shabbat for patient. So he's not going to do anything. That's a doubt in the day. But the Shabbat is... But the Sunday after Pesach, he's sending out the fish. But to have it on his food, without them, and he's supposed to come there. I'll be there. I mean, my whole family will be there. Because the shul, the Orthodox, people of the shul will be there. So that's not, you can't tell people, listen, you have to be effective.
Yeah, of course.
So he said, send them an invitation, and in the course of the law, tell them to try, but they should try to accommodate them. But there will be many who will refuse to be accommodated. So they'll drive, they drive anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll drive less.
Yeah.
Reducing, you know, till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like this, they'll drive maybe 10 times. Or shopping here and there and so on. So then there is no use. But I tell them the parking lot should not be
closed.
Well, the parking lot.
They thought it closed the parking lot.
Okay. So now we have to go further. Till when can I go? So we'll start.
When the Gemara says that Yirmiya was before Yeshaya, Yirmiya was before Yirmiya and Yechezkel.
Yeah.
Does the Gemara mean historically, chronologically,
Chronologically,
when did Yeshaya live himself?
Before Yeshaya, Yirmiya lived at home and Yeshaya lived many years before us.
But just because he lived before, why should that mean his
safer? Because it should be the order.
The chronological order of the safer, not of the water. Who cares about when the author lived?
Of the author.
Who wrote safer Yeshaya?
The Gemara explained. Ephesians 3. So, the Gemara says, Was So why is it here you say, and there's a deal you see? Yechezkel says, or Liam, you said, Nakel Shofet on the day. So was the really Nakel Shofet? Only the Naran really is Nakel Shofet. Or Yechezkel, the Naran really swallowed in the gillet. Where the really is the really swallowed in the gillet. Only the Naran really swallowed in the gillet. So it's Emes. But Mesh Rabbeinu is Amitis. Not Naran, not Trigo, plain Posh, to other one double Chaveira, Tony Mopa. So the same difference that the Sifri mentioned in which Rabbeinu and Dino, the Rambam mentions as the differences between Adam and Eve and Mish Rabbeinu. So why is this soil called the same? So Chaim says there is one fundamental difference. By Meisha Rabbeinu, Meisha Rabbeinu, so he was Amitis. So Meira, he was not erected. Because in order to be Nobi, not only Nobi like Meisha Rabbeinu, any Nobi. So the Rambam says he has to pay the intellectual and moral perfection. But Bilam was a Rosh Hashanah. But still, the Ashloche decided that he should get a revelation. You know, as an antidote against the attempts by Boruch and all the same in Israel, while the leaders who try to say, the Chubin Achid and Nigoy, the Yitzhak Hashem Yisrael. So what was Bilam? The time said in the year that the Becker was invented. The Imam Fred Rosenberg, who says, there is a big singer. So somebody is singer. So he is singer, he has a talent. But if somebody takes the tape of Yosef Rosenberg, and it turns out it sings, so can we say the tape is a tremendous singer? So he's telling me, what kind of talent? It's a nice cool down. Bilam Meish Rabbeinu was a Novi, the Gavra was a Novi. But Bilam as a Novi was not a Gavra. He was a Chefza. He was a prophetic record. Beautiful. So that's why he said, but one thing he had in common with Rabbeinu. When Meish Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, so he became a Chefza, Torah of the Tzah, for Meish Rabbeinu succeeded. And even though Meish Rabbeinu wrote Parshas Avot, but the time when the Rebbeinu Shlomo blew himself out of the wall, he wasn't aware of it. He didn't become a Chefetz Chaim. When did Lech Lecha become a Chefetz Chaim? When Meish Rabbeinu himself wrote it. When Meish Rabbeinu himself wrote it. But by Bilam, so he became a Chefetz Chaim. By Bilam's, by the Nibir, it was given to Bilam. So I would think, since the King of Chetz of Torah, so Bilam, he has to write it. Just as one time it says, that Yeshua rose in the Tzidus of Torah, because it was written after the Mises Moshe, so the King of Chetz of Torah, after Mises Moshe. So one time it says, I think a builder would sing it, that Yeshua had to write it. So I could say that Bilam had to write it, so the Mashmah figured that even though the King of Chetz of Torah from the revelation, to Bilam still Meish Rabbeinu. Okay, so it's